After the departure of Durvasa Muni, however, Ram remembered the promise he had made to Kala. Thus, a horrible grief overtook him. Fearing the loss of his most intimate associate, Ram stood as though deprived of all reason, his head bowed in dejection. Lakshman then approached his aggrieved brother and cheerfully spoke, "O Ram, do not lament for that which is inevitable under the control of supreme destiny. Duty must be carried out without attachment or aversion. Therefore, keep your promise and banish me without hesitation." Ram then summoned his ministers, and after describing all that had happened, Ram asked for their advice. Finally, after a long silence, Vasishtha said, "O my dear Ram, by dint of my ascetic prowess, I could foresee all this happening to you. Now you must keep your promise. Otherwise, your lifelong adherence to righteousness will be blighted. With the decay of religious principles, the world gradually comes to perish. Therefore, you should adhere to truthfulness and banish Lakshman." Ram appeared to think deeply over the matter. Then he announced to the assembly, "Adhering to righteousness, I hereby order the banishment of Lakshman from Ayodhya." The ministers all applauded Ram's decision, and thereafter Lakshman went to the banks of the river Sarayu, absorbing his mind in the practice of mystic yoga. Then, when the time became ripe, King Indra suddenly appeared, riding on a celestial chariot. Thus, in his self-same transcendental body, Lakshman ascended to heaven amidst the singing of Gandharvas, the dancing of Apsaras, and showers of fragrant flowers. After Lakshman's disappearance, Ram decided to install Bharata upon the royal throne so that he could be free to follow the path of Lakshman. However, Bharata refused to occupy the throne, for he preferred to accompany Ram to the forest rather than enjoy the kingdom without him. Ram then divided the kingdom between his sons, giving Kush the northern part of Kosala and Lav the southern part. After the coronation, Ram embraced his twin sons and then presented them various amounts of gold, jewels, thousands of chariots, and countless horses and elephants. And when the citizens heard of Ram's intention to retire to the forest, they became determined to follow him. Their grief due to the impending separation was unbearable. Shatrughna was also intent upon following Ram, and thus, when Lord Ram finally came out of the city, there was a great procession following him. Indeed, because of their love and devotion, every living entity followed Ram to the forest so that not even an animal could be seen in Ayodhya. While Ram silently walked along, everyone could see that he was exhibiting a mood of complete detachment and indifference, as if preparing to give up the world. All of Ram's potencies appeared in their personified forms to accompany him. Goddess Sri walked on Ram's right side, and Goddess Bhumi on his left. The goddess Shakti walked in front, and innumerable other energies followed Ram, including Omkar, Gayatri, and the Vedas. Next, Shatrughna and his family followed Bharat. Then came the Brahmanas, who tended the sacrificial fire, and behind the Brahmanas walked all the citizens according to their positions, and following them came all the animals. And when they arrived at the banks of the river Sarayu, Ram paused. At that time, Lord Brahma and the demigods appeared overhead in their celestial chariots. The sky was thus lit up with a transcendental radiance, and gentle, sweet-smelling breezes began to blow. The Gandharvas and Apsaras sang and danced, while the demigods showered the most fragrant of celestial flowers. As Lord Ram entered the water, Lord Brahma himself offered prayers. O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are now concluding your earthly pastimes and are preparing to return to your transcendental abode, which is beyond this material world. You are the eternal Lord Vishnu, and although you appear in various incarnations, your body is unchanging and original. It is you alone who are the cause of all causes and the support of all existence. Everything is thus part and parcel of you, for you are the Supreme Absolute Truth, the source of all emanation. O Lord, you have so kindly appeared in order to remove the burden of this earth. So let us therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you again and again. Followed by Bharat and Shatrughna, Lord Ram thus returned to his eternal abode in the spiritual sky. Indeed, not only the sons of Dasharath, but all of their followers attained the Vaikuntha planet where Lord Ram eternally resides. And so, this concludes the transcendental narration of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Ramachandra, which is known as the Ramayana, composed by the great Rishi and devotee Valmiki. This epic should only be recited by those who have implicit faith in the Supreme Lord, for it is non-different from Lord Vishnu himself. Hearing even a single verse has the potency to eradicate all sins committed by a person that day. Therefore, those who seek liberation from the cycle of repeated birth and death always relish this great transcendental literature. The recitation of the Ramayana grants one all the fruits of dharma, artha, kam, and moksha. And beyond that, it helps one to advance towards life's ultimate goal, the development of love of Godhead. And may the listeners of this narration thus become blessed and inspired in Krishna consciousness. May the transcendental forms of Lord Ramachandra and Sita Devi forever remain situated within their hearts. Om Tat Sat.